Greetings, 91 Weekers. This is Pastor George with you once again as we roll into week number 79. Now this week we find ourselves in many different places of Scripture, including John chapter 21 as we finish out that gospel, Psalm 107, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, Jude, and Revelation chapters 1 to 2. Now like last week, this week's reading has been so rich and fruitful and brimming with transformational principles. In fact, there's so much here we could literally spend months examining everything. Now, obviously, we can't do that because week number 80 awaits. So let me share with you something that surfaced for me this week as I read through the assignment. It's in John chapter 21, verses 18 through 22. Now, in this passage, Jesus informed Peter of the manner in which Peter would glorify God through his death. And Jesus then commands Peter in verse 19 to follow me. Now, in response, Peter quickly diverts the conversation away from himself and onto John by asking Jesus, what about John? How are things going to end for him? And here's how Jesus replied in verse 22. And as always, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Jesus replied, if I want John to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? As for you, Peter, follow me. So Jesus redirects the conversation back to Peter. And if I can paraphrase Jesus' words, it goes something like this. Whatever will happen to John is not your concern, Peter. What you should be concerned with is following me. So twice in three verses, Jesus had to remind Peter that his primary responsibility from that point forward was to follow him. And the same is true for us. Here's your transformational principle. Jesus isn't inviting believers only. He invites those willing to believe and willing to follow. There's a tremendous difference between the two. I'm afraid that many in the church today claim to believe in Jesus, but do very little following Jesus. Belief is a state of mind or an attitude. You can sit still and believe. Following, on the other hand, is an action word that requires allegiance and obedience and movement. If I were to state that another way, I could say something like this. Someone that does very little following Jesus is probably also doing very little believing in Jesus. Genuine belief will always be demonstrated by following. That's why James said in chapter 2, verse 17 of his epistle, in the same way, faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead. In other words, believing should activate or result in following. Jesus told Peter to follow him because Jesus is in the business of recruiting followers, those willing to deny themselves and be on mission with him. You see, it's easy to believe, but it's not always easy to follow, because following can lead us into hard and difficult places. Bill Hall, author of many books, including The Disciple-Making Church, said recently that people believe you can be a Christian but not actually follow Jesus. Bill's right on. I don't know how we got here, but people actually live with the impression they were saved by reciting a prayer at some point in their life asking Jesus into their hearts, but following him and obedience to him are optional. That could not be further from the truth. If you want to be with Jesus, that means you must follow Jesus. So let me ask you, are you following Jesus? Or do you only follow him when you feel like it? Or when it's not too difficult or too inconvenient? Only you can examine your own heart and honestly answer those questions. And let me finish by giving you a piece of advice. When it comes to following Jesus, be careful about imitating others. because they may not be setting the right example. Or worse yet, they may be self-deceived pretenders that are not even truly in God's kingdom. Instead, follow Scripture first, because that's the Word of God. Jesus and His disciples should be the examples that we follow. Commit yourself to be an active follower of the Lord Jesus wherever He leads. If you do that, you may be in for some difficulty in the short run, but you'll never regret it in the long run. This is Pastor George. Have a great week following the King.